All right, I'd like to teach you, as long as we've got some time, some deepening. This is, if you can take anything out of this lecture, this is what I'd like you to go home with. First of all, I'd like to ask you to hold your commitment to Allah. And, you know, I've given you a very practical lecture here, but it works. And it will change you, and it will recreate you if you trust it. It will work. The second thing is I would like to ask you to wake in the night, the last third of the night, which is usually around 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, if you can, and remember the name Allah for 1 hour. That's what we use. Okay, because it says that in the last third of the night, Allah descends from the highest heaven to the lowest heaven and calls out, "All my children who need me, I'm here. Ask me for what you need." It's the last third of the night. So if you get up at that time, it's a very holy time. You notice how it's very quiet at that time? That's the time, that real deep silence. That's the presence of the higher light. That is God's higher light. So if you get up and you pray at that time and you worship at that time, it's more than if you do it at another time of the day. Wake you every night. You notice you're up at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you know, like clockwork. One time I was so tired from working at the community, I couldn't get up. And it turned out this rooster outside every night at 3 o'clock would start crowing, and it would not stop crowing until I got up and started remembering. Okay. Now the next thing to do, if you're of a mind to. And again, this is something for some it's strong, is learn the prayers. If you learn the daily salat that I spoke about, and you pray 5 times a day from your heart, not from your tongue, but you pray in the deep way, it will clean you. It will clean you, and it will wash you of what you've picked up from the day. And we all pick it up. One time I thought, I'm very aware of these things, and I thought to myself, "Oh, I've had a really perfect day." I mean, I just couldn't see that anything had gone wrong, and I was just sitting there with Allah, and I thought, "Oh, Allah," I said, "I know this day was almost perfect. Is there anything I've missed that I need to make tawbah for, you know, ask for forgiveness?" And I heard yes, and I said, "What did I do?" And He took me to some food I'd eaten that apparently they had cooked in something that I shouldn't have eaten, and I had eaten it, and I had done something with my body that I didn't even know about. And so I had to make a stop for Allah to clean that. So you never know. The prayers clean things you don't know. The next thing is, if you're open, there's a book called Music of the Soul, which was written by my sheikh, whose name is Muhammad al-Jamal, who's out of Jerusalem. And it has 28 stations in there. And if you read those stations, you can see they're like 28 steps of a ladder walking to God. These are the same stations. These are what Muhammad gave. It's the same stations that Ibn Arabi gave. It's the same stations. And you can read these stations, and if you can become the station, it's not just reading it with your mind. You have to become it, and you have to learn everything in it. If you can walk through those 28 stations, the last one is entering the unity. It's reaching the unity. And the last piece, and this is really it, is what I call the tawbah, or making repentance for our mistakes. We have to learn how to make repentance when we make a mistake. Now, most of us don't even know we've made a mistake, like I didn't, and I had to do it. But mistakes are many, like saying something to somebody that hurts their heart is a mistake. Eating foods that are not permitted is a mistake. Swearing, for example, is a mistake. Things like this, lusting is a mistake. Hating is a mistake. Things like this. These are the type of mistakes that happen all the time that we're not even thinking about. And when you make a mistake, you want to say, in English, you say, "My Lord, the Most High, I ask you for forgiveness. My Lord, Most Great, I ask you for forgiveness." In Arabic, we say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And you repeat that, a cycle of your beads, if you have beads. You want to do it 100 times. Where's that? You'll go through your beads 100, each, this is 100 set of beads. This is your 100th. These are the 99 names of God, and this is your 100th, Allah. So you say, I mean, what you're really saying is, I ask for forgiveness for my mistake to the merciful. I ask for forgiveness for my mistake from the compassionate. And you're going through the 99 names of God. Now, this is from Bawa Moedin's, and they have this beautiful book, which I have, and it goes through the 99 names of God. And each one, for example, Ya Awal, the first, the beginning and the foremost, God who is firm toward all creative beings, renders to each of them their needs and requirements. Okay? Every bead carries one of the qualities of God. So you're asking forgiveness for your soul, for everything that's inside of you. But you don't have to do it that way. You can just say Astaghfirullah al-Azim and do it 100 times. Allah knows what you're doing. And you go through until what the mistakes you've made have been washed. So if you're feeling bad, there's something going on inside of you that's not right. Okay? If you're feeling bad, there's something working in you that's not right. You have to make Astaghfirullah al-Azim. So, I mean, it's not that you're going to go around making Astaghfirullah al-Azim all day long, because some people feel bad. But if you do the practices, you get up at night, and you remember the name, you do the prayers, this is to bring you close to God. This is to clean you of the world, and this is to clean you of your mistakes. Okay? And then, if you walk the stations, watch what happens. Watch what happens, Allah. So, this is, if I can leave you with anything, I hope that you'll try this. And, you know, I guess there are many, many Sufi ways. And, of course, I teach this one, so I have to also stand with it. But I believe that this will take you home. The name is the key. The name is the key. And for those of you who want to learn to be healers, once you understand the light that comes from the name through your remembrance, you use that light for healing. I don't ever heal anymore. Allah heals through me. He uses my hands. He uses my tongue. He uses my eyes. But I don't heal anymore. I used to. But now I can't. Because if I did, I'd put myself before Allah. Okay? And can Allah heal the body? You better believe it. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Will God heal the body? Depends on you. Depends on your sincerity, your honesty, and your willingness. Okay, any other questions? Yes?
It's hard to stay awake for an hour.
What are your tricks? I go to bed earlier.
Okay.
And that's the big one for me. If I go to bed after 10, I can't get up. If I go to bed before 10, I can generally get up. For me, that's borderline. You have to see yourself. Yeah, 2 or 3, depends. Usually Allah wakes me then. And then I always go to a chair, because if I lay in bed, I go back to sleep. And see, I did all this up in Jackson Hole. I was in Jackson Hole at the time, and it would be ice cold at night. So I'd get up, I'd be freezing. So I went in a bathtub. I did hours and hours of remembrance in the bathtub.
That's a good way to stay up.
So that's a way to stay up. You can do that. But get up, and you can also walk. You can just go and, you know, if you go outside in the middle of the night and you walk, that's a very good thing. You can do that. Yeah, now you can do that. Okay, yes?
When you ask for forgiveness, is it important to ask the person who you wronged?
You know, if you ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah gives it to you, you don't even need to ask the person. Because once Allah forgives you, they will forgive you. You can also ask for forgiveness from them, and you may not get it from Allah. It's So always go there first, or here, if you will. And then after it's done, and you have their forgiveness, go talk to your beloved, or talk to the person. And if they need your forgiveness, then give it. That's from the mercy for them.
Did you pray this a lot?
You'd like me to do this a lot for you? I'll do it with you. Okay. All right. Why don't you all stand up? Let's do it as a group. I would feel funny doing it on my own up front here. Okay, you can face me though, and so we'll do it together. Okay, so close your eyes, and you start out and you say, Allahu Akbar, and you cup your hands by your ears, which means, Allah, I only listen to you. Okay, so Allah, so everybody say, Allahu Akbar. Now open your ears and see if you can bring your hearing to the essence of Allah's holy light. Okay, then you put your hands down. If you're a man, you put it like this. You cross the right hand over the left, because in the spiritual realm, the light comes in initially on the right side of the body, but as you enter the unity, it crosses to all sides of the body. Okay, so right or left for women, you put your hands over your heart, and you put right over left. Okay, then you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yom Idin. Iyaka Nabudu. Wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata uladina la'amta alayhim. Wairi magdubi alayhim waladalim. And basically what that means is, in the name of God, the merciful and the compassionate, all praise is to God, the merciful and the compassionate, King of the Day of Judgment. Keep us on the straight path, which means let us not go to the left in materialism, let us not go to the right in illusion. Keep us on the straight path with you. Let us not go to the ways that you do not want, which means illusion or materialism. And let us never go astray from you. Okay, then you say, Allahu Akbar. Okay, and then you would do a surah. In this case, I'll just say it for you. Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yalad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Okay, which basically says that there's only God, that God neither begets or is begotten. God has nothing equal to it, no son, anything. God is one. Okay, and then you say, Allahu Akbar. And then you bend over. Now we're going to the second position, okay, which is the position of Moses. Okay, and then you say, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. And again, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Which means, glory be to God the Most Great. And now you come up. Okay, so now you go back up, and then you say, Semi Allah, Holy Min Hamida, Rabbana Laka Elhamd. Which means that God is worthy of all praise, and only God. There's nothing but God, and God is worthy of all praise, and we should only praise God. Okay, and after you say that, now you bow down to your knees, the position of Jesus, and you say, Allahu Akbar, which means God is great. Okay, there's nothing greater than God, there's only God. Okay, and then you go down into the prostration, and you say, Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Three times. which means, again, glory be to God, the Most High. And you come up and you say, Rabbi Gefarli Oramni, which means that Allah, please wash me of all my sins where I have forgotten you. Okay, and then you open up and you want to receive the light of the forgiveness, because Allah will, you can feel, even as we're sitting, this you feel this light moving through the room. This is the mercy of Allah, and it washes us. Now we go down. And we go back to the ground.
Subhan Rabbi Allah, Subhan Rabbi Allah, Subhan Rabbi Allah,
Allahu Akbar. And we come up again. And that's your first rakah, your first cycle. Now, I'm sure that in the bookstore there are some books on the prayers. There must be something up there that teaches the prayers. And then you would do this basic cycle four times. There's a few other little things that are added. It can be, you have to learn it. It gets a little bit complex at one point. But basically, this is the prayer. Okay? Now, when you come up to this position, now open your hands. Now feel. If you feel the light in the room, you should feel a very subtle, very harmonious light. Can you feel that? It's kind of like a humming. That's the blessing of the prayer. Allah is cleaning us and blessing us and transforming us through the prayer. So we want to open and we want to receive it as deep as we can. Breathe in and Allah, please care for us and heal us and take away all of our pain and all of our suffering and bring us back to you where there's only peace and only love and only mercy and only goodness. And let us be one with you, my Lord. And that would be, like, you would now make a prayer yourself. You could all do that now if you want to pray for anything that you want in your life that you feel like, you know, that's, you know, don't pray for good things. And you could make a prayer now. And then we can go back to our feet and come up again. Maybe we'll go through the cycle one more time just in Arabic. How would that be? I'd like to do that. Okay. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yom Idin. Iyaka Nabudu. Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Adina Sarata. Al Mustaqim. Sarata Uladina. La'amta Alehim. Wairi Magdubi. Alehi waladalin. Now you say Allahu Akbar. And now we go down. Sipan Rabbi Alazim. Sipan Rabbi Alazim. Sipan Rabbi Alazim. Now come up. Semi'Allah Holiman Hamida. Rabbana Laka Elhamd. Now we go to our knees and we say Allahu Akbar. And now we pray, we get ready to go into prostration where we completely submit ourselves to Allah. So now you put your head down and this is a complete submission where you say, my Lord, I only live for you. And so this is Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah, Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah, Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Sepan Rabbi Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar. Okay, and now you come up and you've submitted to Allah, but now you say, Rabbi Gefarli Wa Ramni. Rabbi Gefarli Wa Ramni. Allah, please wash me of my mistakes. Please wash me of anything I've done that's not right in your eyes. Now we want to thank Allah for helping us. Allahu Akbar. It means Allah, you are the greatest. There's nothing like you. And then we go back again.
Subhan Rabbi Allah. Subhan Rabbi Allah. Subhan Rabbi Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, and then you can come up. And then again, you put up your hands, and you can feel how this time the light's different that Allah is sending. It's actually stronger, it's golden, it's deeper, and Allah is cleaning the second heart. This is the light to clean the deeper heart. It's much deeper this time. And breathe it in, and let it wash everything away. Allah. Take everything from me, my Lord. Let me only know you. Only you, my Lord. Only you. Allah. Okay. Now feel how, again, the light is changing again. It's stronger and deeper. And now we're going to stand up again. Now this time we're going to clean the soul. This is for cleaning the soul. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Maliki Yom Idin Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in Idina Sirata al-Mustaqim Sirata uladina amta alayhim Wairi magdubi alayhim waladalin. Amen. Okay, again, there's normally a surah, but we're going to go down to our. Now we go to the station of Moses. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. And then we come up. Sami'Allah, holy min Hamida. Rabbana laka elhamd. There's nothing but praising you. Allahu Akbar. And now we go to our knees. Station of Jesus and love. We just step down for 1 second to feel the station of Jesus of love. We recognize that we need to love to find Allah, and now we drop down to complete submission to God, the complete following of Allah's will. Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi Ya Allah. Allahu Akbar. Okay, now come up. Rabbi Gafarli Wa Ramni. Okay. Allah, wash us of our sins, of the soul. Anything that has happened at the soul level that we don't even know about, where our soul has attached itself to something, our cell has identified with something it shouldn't, it forgot you. Wash our sins, my beloved God. Can you feel the mercy that's coming in the room? Allah cleans us. And then Allahu Akbar.
Subhan Rabbi Allah, Subhan Rabbi Allah, Subhan Rabbi Allah,
Allahu Akbar. Okay, now open your hands again and feel. Now you're going to feel very deep, like the ocean moving through you. Open your souls and let the light of God come and clean your souls and wash your souls and remind your souls of who you are. feel that quietness that's in the room? That's the higher light that's washing your soul. Okay? And then, again, you can stay as long as you like, but we'll stand up and we'll do the last part of the set. Come up. And, by the way, you should do this with your shoes off. I forgot myself. Remember when Moses entered the area and he said, Allah said to him, take off your shoes, you're on sacred ground. Same thing. Now we say again, Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yom Idin. Iyaka Nabudu. Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Idina Sarata Al-Mustaqim. Sarata Uladina La'amta Alehim. Wairi Magdubi Alehim. Wala Dalin. Okay, then feel that again, feel the prayer. You're always traveling with the prayer and letting it take you deeper. Now we're in the heart of the secret, so it's very subtle now. The light is very, very subtle. Okay, each prayer cleans one heart. So now we say, Allahu Akbar. And now we go to the position of Moses, and we say, Sipan Rabbi Al-Azim. Sipan Rabbi Al-Azim. Sipan Rabbi Al-Azim. And come up. Semillahu liman hamida. Rabbana laka alhamdallahu akbar. Now we go down to our knees.
Subhan Rabbi ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi ya Allah. Subhan Rabbi ya Allah. Allahu akbar.
Now you have to surrender completely. You're in the fourth heart. It takes complete surrender now. You're surrendering everything to God. So it's the deepest surrender you can make from your secret heart. My Lord, there is only you. There is nothing but you. There was never anything but you. I can only know you and see you and be with you, my Lord. I give you everything. Please accept me. Allahu Akbar. And we say, Rabbi Gafirli wa Ramni. And Allahu Akbar.
Sipan Rabbi Allah. Sipan Rabbi Allah. Sipan Rabbi Allah. Allahu Akbar.
And then there's other things. We would say, Atayatu ilahi wa salawatu atayabatu assalamu alaikum. Anyways, it goes on. There's some more prayers, but basically deepening your commitment. And as you do this now, in fact, if you open up your hands, you'll feel there's a very, very deep light moving through the room. It's like a soft white with a little blue in it. And it's cleaning the deepest heart. And this is the light, the Mohammedan light, that's being sent down from God. And if we just take it and let it clean all of our qualities so that we're only perfect for God, nothing else but God. And then you say, Allahu Akbar. And then you would basically say a few more things, but then you say, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. And as you feel, if you just feel right now, you'll feel a cool light going through your body, like a cool breeze. And this is divine mercy. And Allah says, my beloveds, thank you for giving your hearts, for opening and for accepting and for walking more deeply in my love. Thank you, my beloved children. Okay, and then normally you'd get up and you'd turn to the person next to you and you'd give them a hug, which is a sign of saying we're all part of God, and that's the end of the prayer. Abbreviated version.